Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Kanye West appeared to comment on his divorce with Kim Kardashian in an Instagram story yesterday and said, quote, "London, I know how you feel. I lost my queen too. It's sweet that he thinks Kim is a queen, but weird that he thinks London is a country."
I was watching an interview. Kanye was on CBS Early Show or something the other day, one of those shows. I don't remember why they had him on, but man, that poor guy is crazy. He's a troubled individual.
Yeah, I was just going to ask. I can't. I just can't ask about anything related to the Kardashians.
What were you going to ask? No, I'm intrigued.
Obviously, he's heartbroken. He lost his queen, as he says. Yep. Was he just too crazy for her? Is that why they split or what?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad. Nobody asks to be, you know, have mental illness challenges.
I was listening to some Kanye the other day. People familiar with my story might be able to guess what song. But I was listening to some Kanye the other day.
Oh,
and,
boy.
And thinking, why is this so freaking good? I mean, it's not like a lot of other music. There's a reason he's a gazillionaire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's brilliant. He's nuts.
And
he's brilliant.
Yeah, and nuts.
Yeah. 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 Here's a headline for you. A woman poses with husky she killed and skinned thinking it was a wolf. There was a bit of backlash on Facebook, I understand.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow. It wasn't, what's her name, was it? The,
Balto is my wolf. A single ping prick, a single drop of blood can analyze all of your diseases.
The Theranos
Elizabeth
one?
Holmes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it could have been her because she can't tell dogs from wolves. Anyway, so we warned you this would happen. We were prescient. Maybe it was obvious, but we warned you. Let's start with the story, and then I'll explain what we warned you about. Michael, hit us with clip number 70.
Just hope we're celebrating.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. This is Roger Stone, close advisor to President Trump. Trump pardoned him, etc.
Just hope we're celebrating. I suspect it'll be, I really do suspect it'll still be up in the air. But when that happens, the key thing to do is to claim victory. Possession is 9/10 of the law. No, we won. F*** you. Sorry, over. We won. Yeah. You're wrong. F*** you.
Okay, let's roll on with him talking more about how they would overturn an election.
What they're assuming is that the election will be normal. The election will not be normal. Oh, these are the California results? Sorry, we're not accepting them. We're challenging them in court. If the electors show up at the Electoral College, armed guards will throw them out. I'm the president. F*** you. You're not stealing Florida. You're not stealing Ohio. I'm challenging all of it. And the judges we're going to are judges I appointed. F*** you. You're not stealing the election. That's basically what Bush did to Gore. So, you know, if they want to run a bunch of fake ballots, we'll have an investigation. We'll say, these ballots are fake. Yep. Your results are invalidated. Goodbye. That's the way it's going to have to work. Wow. It's going to be really nasty.
That's not what Bush did to Gore.
That's not even close. But that is clearly...
Bullshit!
Mr. Vice President, sir. That was clearly Roger Stone explaining the Trumpian strategy for the 2020 election. Just immediately claim victory, reject electors, go to friendly judges, et cetera, et cetera. You know, that goes with Steve Bannon. There was a tape of him essentially espousing the same strategy for 2020, explaining, just throw it into chaos so it goes into the courts. We can litigate it in the courts. You can't litigate an election result like in Congress. It's got to go to the courts, so we throw it into chaos. Well, Roger Stone insists that those video clips, which were obtained and aired by CNN and similar ones, are actually deep fakes. CNN airs fraudulent deep fake videos and expects anyone to believe them based on their long history of lies. Let CNN or anyone else produce any proof that I knew in advance about, participated in, or condoned any illegal act on January 6th or any other date.
Now, earlier in the day, when this stuff first broke, I watched it. It came out on Jake Tapper's show, I think. I was watching CNN, and his response was, well, I was joking. I wasn't being serious there. So he's gone from I was joking, which would lead you to believe that they were real, but he was joking, to they're deep fakes.
Ah, the old throwing out several different explanations technique. There was another tape that showed him declaring a day before voting, F the voting, let's get right to the violence, shoot to kill, see an Antifa, shoot to kill, F them, done with this bull-ass. He's claiming that it's all deepfakes. And the thing we warned you about, and you know, you can make your own judgment as to the authenticity of these tapes, I suppose, but is that the deepfakes would be used in both directions.
Absolutely.
I mean, you have a video of candidate Joe Getty, closing a Coke deal with a four-year-old and then punching an old lady in the eye.
Were you selling Coke to a four-year-old or buying it from a four-year-old?
Well, neither one's very palatable, really. But if it's not legit, they've just slandered me and hurt my candidacy. But if it is legit, I can say, oh, that's a deep fake. As the world gets even more and more post-truthy. Oof.
Is the best way to get out of this to become more about policies and less about the individuals carrying them? Would that help? It seems like that would help a lot.
100%. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And so I was wanting to have Tim Sandifer on the show. We tried to book him on Friday, but he was traveling. Maybe we'll have to get him on soon because he participated in this really cool get together that smart people have done a few times where they talk about if you could change the Constitution. And he was on Team Libertarian, and then there's another team that wants it to make more conservative, team that wants to make it more liberal. And they make an argument for, because I don't think anybody claims the Constitution is perfect, like the word of God or something like that. And Tim had some suggestions. But anyway, I was wanting to have Tim on and ask him, is there a reason why the parliamentary system isn't better? Because the way it happens in countries that have the parliamentary elections is it's all about the platform of that party, and then there's somebody that goes along with it. But the things the party believes in is the most important thing. We do the exact 180 degree opposite. Whoever's personality catches on, the party then adopts their thing.
Yeah, that's crazy. The parliamentary system is not pure. I mean, personalities do matter.
Oh, of course, and they always will. Sure. But it seems like it would take it down a notch if the party was attached to certain beliefs from the cult of personality, whether you're talking Trump or Bernie Sanders or AOC or whoever else, that just for whatever reason of the way their speaking style or their looks or whatever, they're just able to, you know, get a crowd whipped up and get them on their side, and then that all of a sudden is what they're talking about becomes what the party is. I don't know.
Right. Well, that's Looney Tunes, clearly.
I'm sure there are many downsides to it that Tim or others could point out to me. But
yeah, well, I've got some pros and cons if you're curious. I mean, we can talk about that if you want, or, you know, we can wait till Tim's available.
But the parties are the weakest they've ever been, according to the pundits I listen to who've been following this sort of thing. They have less influence over things. It's the personalities that have all the influence.
Which is no way to run a country, much less a superpower. Can you imagine the whims of whoever's popular that year?
Why did I get on this topic?
As opposed to a solid set of policies? It's terrible.
What were we talking about? How did I get on this topic?
Killed a husky thinking it was a wolf. That probably wasn't it. Roger Stone deep fakes.
Oh, yeah. It was just that. It was just the if you're willing to go with the Roger Stone explanation because you're, you know, super into whatever is going to help Trump, or the other way around. There's plenty of people that are completely the other way around. They would never believe anything, no matter how much proof you had, if it's attached to Donald Trump. Like, for instance, keeping the schools closed is a terrible idea.
Yeah, right. Sure. If Roger Stone was accused of kidnapping the Lindbergh baby, they'd immediately call for him to be jailed, no matter how ridiculous. Sure, cuts both ways.
Yeah, and somehow we got to get away from that, but I don't know if it's possible. Maybe we need a monarchy.
A wise and benevolent philosopher king?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Why didn't I think of that?
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. So some pros and cons of a parliamentary system. I can hit you with those if you want.
Okay.
I'm interested myself.
Okay. And I had another thing I wanted to mention. 70% of Americans are looking for extra work to deal with inflation, according to a CNBC thing out today. We ought to touch on some of those numbers. That can't be that high, can it? Well, if it is, woof.
More hours? A side hustle? Well, yeah, I could probably believe it.
Stay tuned. All that on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
There is no 8? Okay. What are you going to do? Ask for clip 8? There isn't an 8. I should ask for a number that had a sound to it. Coming up, a Utah woman forced to give her ex-husband boudoir album in divorce. The details are kind of interesting and maybe something you should think about if you're in a relationship where you're doing that sort of thing.
That's the pros and cons of parliamentary systems. I find this an interesting discussion. We don't have one. You look at England or Italy has just formed a new government behind this right-wingy lady, allegedly. Is she a fascist light? It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
you know, if you're a right winger and you have a tie to someone who has a tie to someone to a tie to someone who's like out there, all of a sudden you're supposed to own that and explain it. Whereas, you know, you got the unions marching with known communists every May Day. Nobody ever asks them about that.
Mm-hmm. But in the parliamentary system, the party carries certain things they believe in, and then they have a person that represents those things. I'm not familiar with the idea of like we do in the United States where somebody could become the leader of their party and all of a sudden change things a lot for what the party supposedly believes in.
This is the party of George W. Bush, of Ronald Reagan, of Joe Biden. It's his party.
Yeah.
Why? Anyway, you're right. I think that's a terrible weakness of our current system, and it has a lot to do with the way the primary system works, obviously. But so here are some of the pros and cons of parliamentary democracies. First of all, it minimizes political polarization. The government can truly be functional if everyone on both ends of the spectrum works together for the betterment of the nation. With a parliamentary democracy, all parties are forced to work together harmoniously and for the majority group to be constantly challenged, not trying to please specific groups to gain support.
Right. We didn't even bring up that aspect of it, not only getting away from personality cults, but so you got to if you got. The plurality, you got 40% of the vote in Jack's party. That's still not enough to form a government and government. So I got to get along with these two parties over here, the Joe party and the Michael party, bring right. it together so we get to like 55% now. But so I have to give a little bit to make you guys happy, blah, blah, blah.
which tends to moderate things, but we'll get to that in a minute. It allows for quick and easy passage of legislation. Parliamentary system can make the passage of legislation faster through the support of a legislative body.
I don't want quick and easy legislation.
This is because the executive is elected into office according to the party's manifesto. As a result, the will of the people has more power than any political system.
That makes sense.
It will require a coalition in order to pass legislation. We talked about that. No single party is usually capable of passing legislation without bringing other people, other parties into the fold, and that's a moderating influence. It's more beneficial to nations with a racially, ethnically, or ideologically diverse population. In this type of democracy, prime minister does not have as much power or influence as a president, allowing people to elect a party and not a single person to make crucial decisions. It's easier to create parties. If you don't like the parties that are ruling, do like Macron did in France, start your own. A couple of years later, it wins major elections.
Mm.
It's a rarity, but it's at least possible. Subsections of the two major political parties, for instance, the Tea Party movement of the Republican Party, find it challenging to be represented. In fact, no third party has made any significant impact on a presidential election since 1992, 30 years. Here are some of the cons.
So I suppose you're about to get to the cons, but I suppose some of the argument would be just the stability of our system has benefits. I mean, we are the most successful country in the history of the earth, so got to take that into account.
There's that. Yeah, sure. Let's see. It does not offer as much representation on a direct level. Individual regions don't receive the same amount of representation. That's because coalitions are formed, making it difficult for politicians to be held responsible for their personal conduct. It allows legislation to be passed without minority approval. The coalition that gets true majority has the power to do what they wish, pass any legislation without consulting or asking for the approval of the minority. There's no overcoming the filibuster in the Senate.
Gotcha. But although that kind of happens by having to get together with other parties, right?
Yes, it does. Yeah. Let's see. The third thing they point out, it allows the legislature to vote for the head of state or prime minister and not the electorate directly voting for the head of government. I'm not sure that's a con.
Right. Exactly. I'm not sure it is either.
In theory, direct election of the chief executive is a beautiful, wonderful thing, and anybody who's against it is a fascist. In fact, we end up with these dopey cults of personality.
Well, when the parties were stronger, which wasn't that many years ago, this whole smoke-filled room thing, the parties picked the person who was going to be the nominee, and then the two nominees battled it out. So we basically did that not that long ago.
Well, right. In the situation we're in right now, because in kind of a transitional phase, you'd look at the primary elections, the raw, the people voting elections, and the party fathers and mothers would say, that's interesting, but that person can never win the general.
Right.
So we're not going to run them up at the flagpole. Or they might be persuaded. They think, boy, look at this outpouring of support. We thought he was kind of a small-time governor, but man, he's captured people's imagination. But the vote, the raw vote, was a consultation, not a dictate. Because political parties, a private organization, never forget that. They can do more or less anything they want. The primary system is not enshrined in the Constitution. It's a construct of political parties responding to the will of the people. But, you know, the will of the people isn't always right. And so what was I going to say? Oh, dang it. I had a thought.
I'll bet it was brilliant.
Oh, it could have been. Anyway, moving along. Number four, con, it's often unstable because the coalition of parties can flake pretty easily. And so it can crumble and then reconvene and whatever. And parties can just come and go as they please, more or less.
Right. And that's
how you end up with Italy.
Or Israel, who's had a whole bunch of elections in a short period of time.
Right, right. And that's the main stuff.
Okay. I'm willing to give it a whirl. We tried for 2 years, see if we like it.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing some fundamental changes to the way we do things, because I just don't think it's going great. Too small a group of people elect the candidate in the primary system.
I'm guessing Madison, Hamilton, Jefferson, others would explain to me why it's a bad idea. But if you miss an hour, grab the podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
President Biden continues to say his decision to tap into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, the SPRO, is working. He said it, I think, 3 times in a row.
And this just happened again. I'm going to read the exact quote from the president. He said, in a few states, it's below $3. It's in the low threes most places. Well, we took 5 seconds to go to gasprices.aaa.com. And if you scroll through just Alaska all the way through Wyoming, there are no states where the national average is below $3. And that national average remains $3.75, 3.725 cents, not below three.
But he's right. Continued to say it, right?
He says it a lot.
Okay.
So yeah, to me, what that indicates is that it's politicians getting smart enough to realize we're so siloed now, it doesn't matter. You do not know that unless you listen to us or watched Fox yesterday. And the Washington Post or CNN's not going to say, you know, he keeps saying that price is below $3 some states, but there aren't any states. Where it's like,
fact check!
And nobody's going to do that. So yeah. You're safe. You're safe to go out and say things like that. It's interesting. We're going through an interesting period.
Jeez, I'd say.
By the way, the Dow was down yesterday enough to put it into bear market territory. So it's down. Is that a bear? At least 20% like from its high. The S&P is down 23% for the year. The NASDAQ is down 30% for the year. So I don't know. Do with that what you will.
You know, watching the market minute to minute is crazy, but I looked earlier today and it was up a little bit, encouragingly, all three of the major indices. At the present, it's down, all three of the major indices, including Dow Jones, which is down nearly 0.6%.
Well, it's been the worst. I actually expected it to go up today, but it's been the worst period, if you didn't hear this story, for buying the dip. Buy the dip has been the motto of the last decade and a half. Goes down a little bit, that's when you buy. This is going to go right back up again. Buying the dip has been worse for investors this last year than since the 30s.
Durr.
Since the 30s. That's astonishing.
Whoa. Buy the dip. Buy the dip.
So here's a story for you. Think about this in your relationship. Utah woman forced to give ex-husband boudoir album in divorce. Racy nude photos that her ex-husband is now going to get part of the divorce settlement. He's going to get to keep them, including the loving messages accompanying them for memory's sake. The woman, Lindsay Marsh, who is an aging hottie, told KSL News that a judge forced her to distribute basically porn. Yeah, I suppose. After ruling that her husband of 25 years had the right to keep the intimate messages she scrawled inside the album. While the judge eventually allowed her to have the racy photos edited so they are obscured, the order left her feeling violated. It's violating and incredibly embarrassing and humiliating.
So they, like, airbrushed a mask on her face?
I'm surprised he did that. We can talk about that here in a second. Huh. Even having to hand over the messages is violating. She's upset about the messages that she wrote on the photos, I guess, or in the book. Hmm. These are things that were sensual and loving that I wrote to my husband that I loved. He's my ex-husband now. The only way I can hopefully protect someone else from going through the same situation is to tell my story and expose that these are the types of things that he thinks are okay. She says that the boudoir album was the only thing her ex-husband fought to keep during the divorce. I don't want the cat. I don't want the couch. I just want the pictures of you being naked.
Give me the naked pictures.
The judge ordered that the album would have to be handed over so that the words are maintained for memory's sake. However, the photos could be given to the original photographer to do whatever it takes to modify them so that any pics in lingerie or that sort of thing without clothing are obscured or taken out. I'm surprised by that. Aren't you?
Wow. Yeah, wait a minute. So, well, maybe he's thinking in terms of, I'd like to read what the judge's reasoning was. I have a feeling it has to do with sparing her the potential for embarrassment or, you know, the publishing of the photos or something like that. Just no damage could be done to her. I mean, you know, I love you. I love it when we blank. I mean, that's a very intimate thing, but nobody's going to publish that or put it on the internet.
But none of the I don't see how the love notes or pics or whatever from a relationship, you get them back if the relationship goes south. That just seems weird to me expectation.
I mean, if he just had them over here in a box, there's no way the judge can order them confiscated and edited.
So, like, if they're old-timey photos, back when you just had one copy of them, you couldn't quickly and easily make a gazillion copies like you can with modern. Yeah, I would think that the judge couldn't say, no, you. That's from your marriage. And, although, yeah. Why would he? If she, I don't know.
If they were a gift during the marriage, geez, I don't know. I don't know enough about the law, but
I do. Gifts are not community property. Gifts belong to you. Anything that's not a gift is community property. So I guess the photos would be community property, and she could say, "Look, I don't want him to have those." If he care, I don't know what he wants to do with them. I mean, that's the last thing I want in the world.
No,
but
maybe he just knows he's fighting above his weight, and it's the best looking gal he's going to get. I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know, but...
So gifts are not community property.
Correct.
How about my gift of song?
what was I going to say? Oh, if he just wants pictures of his wife when she was younger and naked, which I find very weird. But if that's,
I find it somewhat weird.
God, if
I'm more sympathetic. Of course, you know, I haven't dealt with the difficulty of a breaking up marriage. So.
I just can't imagine wanting that. But if it's really something he really wants to be able to look at, I don't know when you're in the mood to do that. Make some copies nobody knows about, dude. It's
I just like porn. Women I don't know. Just porn. I like porn. But she's up, porn. I like it.
But as far as the intimate messages, that really seems like, and the judge did rule that you can't get those back. Love notes and what? But come on now.
Right. Right. It's also odd that he would want to peruse those.
Yeah, that's just weird.
But who knows what happened with those two crazy kids? I feel bad.
I think a love note would, by definition, be a gift, right? Have to be.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
Huh. The boudoir photos.
I'm thinking, though, because the New York Post has a bunch of pictures of her in various poses, even at, like, she looks to be mid to late 40s. She's scantily clad and posing a lot. I'm thinking she wanted this to become a story.
Oh, trying to build her Instagram following, her OnlyFans page or something?
Exactly.
Oh, that reminds me. Didn't you say that Rachel Dolezal crazy person who was a black activist in Seattle turned out to be a white gal? She's on OnlyFans now?
You told me that, didn't you, Alex?
I did, yes.
She's, how old is she at this point? Do we have any idea?
Give me 30 seconds, I'll find out.
Yeah.
But now OnlyFans can be completely non-explicit, or it can be full-on pornographic.
Absolutely whatever you want it to be. But I don't know this. Is it mostly women charging for you to look at them naked? Or?
That's the general assumption of most of them. Yes,
I'd say that's the sweet spot. Yes,
she's 44 now. I just can't believe that there's enough demand for the supply that's out there.
Well, it's different. It's a little more connected. It's a little more direct. You know, you can talk to the person.
I mean, Alex, you
say, show me your elbow. I'm into elbows.
Alex, didn't you tell us that you have friends from high school that you discovered are on OnlyFans?
Friends is a loose term. Let's call them acquaintances.
Yeah. Right. But I haven't looked into whether there's anybody I know on OnlyFans. I don't even know how to look into it, and I'm not going to. But that would be kind of weird. I mean, I think I got to admit, like, so, really? Jane from accounting?
Yeah. I think it's more the curiosity of it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, hey, exactly. Here they are. Exactly. That's interesting. And then I think that'd be the end of it, probably. But
how do you discover that? Do you have to scroll through, like, millions of pictures or what to recognize somebody?
I don't know.
Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I doubt she's listed as Jane from accounting.
Well, I would think, I've never gone to the website, but I would think you got to make an account or whatever to check any of this stuff, and I'm sure as hell not going to do that.
It was more them sharing it on their other social medias, like, hey, I have this account.
Oh, that's right. That's how you
find them on Twitter.
Right. That's how you advertise that you have an OnlyFans, right? Because only people who have an OnlyFans account would find you, and you want to broaden the pool to people you went to high school with or you work with or whatever who would want to see you naked enough to give you a couple bucks, I guess. I don't know.
It's marketing.
Well, it's also a subscription-based, so they pay $8 a month or however much they charge. And even if somebody buys it once, that's still, let's say, $25 that goes to their account if they charge that much.
I don't know how, though, if you're a hot woman, how you don't think, geez, if I can make, you're telling me I can make a quick enough money to go to Hawaii just by taking a picture and talking to this dude? All right. What's the harm? It's online.
You're showing him her bubs.
Do you have a moral problem with it?
Or what have you.
Teat.
I would suggest there are downsides to it that a person ought to consider objectifying oneself, but that kind of depends on your point of view.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't love it, but I don't hate it. I mean, you were kind of coming off like the Ayatollah Khamenei a minute ago there. Very judgmental.
About what?
About the very idea of it.
Me going on there to look, it just seems odd that there's so much, so many naked women out there.
Is there a market for, I don't know, a somewhat doughy middle-aged fellow stroking his beard and chatting with the ladies. They're just looking for a friend.
You want to see me in my mowing the lawn pose?
I wish you were here with me sipping this delightful Cabernet. You know, they're looking for a sophisticated man, and they could live the fantasy that they're my girlfriend.
Here we go for emails and texts. Maybe we'll end up talking about this tomorrow. Have you done it? Does your sister do it, the OnlyFans thing? Did you discover as a dude, or I guess as a woman, that, you know, somebody you knew from high school or Jane in accounting or whatever is on there? Text
Most
line.
Most importantly, would you subscribe to my channel?
Text line.
No.
Michael's a quick no, and it sounds like a hard no. Like, not a lot of wiggle room. Text line 415-295-KFTC, 415-295-KFTC.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing.
Oh man, this is romantic.
Why'd you smile while you are sleeping?
Why did this song get so many streams yesterday? Because this Aerosmith tune, which was also covered by Mark Chestnut at the time on country radio, it's the only time there's been a number one rock song and a number one country song, same song.
Really?
Performed by different artists, yeah.
Huh.
Made a gazillion dollars for whoever wrote it. But anyway, why was this streaming yesterday? Are we about to get to the hook or not? The hook is just, man, it makes you want to slow dance with whoever's near you. Alex, you want to slow dance?
No.
Oh, my God, no.
Ugh.
Come on.
You know what? Paycheck's big enough, I'd go schmaltz too, but these are the same fellows who brought you Walk This Way.
Yeah, this is not Walk This Way. Anyway, so this is from Armageddon. And yesterday, NASA spent up the space thingy and bashed into the asteroid to push it off course to practice if we ever need to do that for reals. Well, Armageddon was a movie that came out in 1998, in case you've forgotten, featuring that song. When an asteroid threatens to collide with Earth, NASA honcho Dan Truman, Billy Bob Thornton, determines the only way to stop it is to drill into its surface and detonate a nuclear bomb.
Ah.
This leads him to renowned oil driller Harry Stamper, Bruce Willis.
Yes.
Who agrees to helm the dangerous space mission, even though he's got no space training whatsoever.
But he knows drilling.
Provided he can bring along his own hotshot crew. Among them, his cocksure AJ, Ben Affleck, who Harry thinks isn't good enough for his daughter, Liv Tyler, until the mission proves otherwise.
Wow.
And that's where the romantic part comes in. You don't want to miss a thing. Ben Affleck and Liv Taylor. Bruce Willis is the dad. And just, yeah.
At the point that we're about to get obliterated like the dinosaurs, I don't particularly care who's shtupping whom. All right? I don't care who's cocksure or a rugged oil man or a snob. Just knock the asteroid
really?
Out of the line,
would
you?
You're not concerned whether or not he's good enough for your daughter, even?
Well, I guess so, if it's my daughter.
Yeah.
But as a moviegoer, thinking you're about to obliterate all living things on Earth. Date whoever you want.
So how come we didn't go with the drill a hole in it and put a nuclear bomb in it? We just, like, bashed into it.
Yeah, just nudged it.
Hmm.
I don't know. But now, this thing that we whacked, I remember it's like 500 and change feet long and somewhat thinner. It's not football shape, but those are the dimensions, more or less.
Yeah.
If you're dealing with something the size of Greenland hurtling at the Earth.
Oh, yeah, they're right. That's a completely different thing than, yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to nudge that thing with some little Volkswagen-sized space
projector. No, that's when you need a cocksure oilman and his boss and a love interest to go
out
there.
Right, and a hotshot crew. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to get anywhere. Right.
So there is some reporting. I don't know what it's based on. Our Pentagon believes that Putin is going to announce on Friday the results of the sham elections.
Announce it today. Or tomorrow. Announce it anytime you want, Vlad. It's going to be the same thing.
Well, yeah, but the real question is, what is he going to use that information for? What is he going to do after he declares, hey, that's part of Russia now?
Dark hints that anybody who attacks those regions will get a nuke up there, Heidi.
It's just, yeah, you'd like an asteroid.
Mm.
So we'll see.
Armstrong and Getty, you have disappointed me for the last time. These are your final thoughts.
I see, Michael. Space related. I got you. Here's your host for final thoughts, Joe Getty.
Well, and James Earl Jones just announced that he was retiring as the voice of Darth Vader. Apparently.
I didn't know he was still alive.
He's 91.
Whoa.
Yeah. Play old. Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. Michelangelo, lead us off.
Just a quick question for you guys. Do either of you have naked pictures of your wives?
No.
Would you like to buy some?
Excellent.
Hey-o.
A classic.
Young Alex is our behind-the-scenes producer. Alex, final thought?
Yeah, we were just talking about OnlyFans, and Joe, you asked if there was a market for a doughy white man selling online photos. The answer is yes, but don't start. You're going to take away my subscribers.
Well, no, I was thinking less of photos than, like, conversation, a live connection thing. It's going to be, not inexpensive, but I'll make it worth your while, ladies. Jack, a final thought for us?
Two final thoughts. One, I started watching Dahmer last night on Netflix. If you think you would like that sort of thing, you'll like that sort of thing. It is unbelievably well done. I mean, it takes you inside his apartment, what that would have been like, and it's creepy. My other final thought is I drank expired cream in my coffee today, and I can't get that taste out of my mouth.
Oh, that's so gross.
I wish I hadn't.
This is sick enough.
I pushed it too far. The expiration date was September 12th on this cream, and That's apparently too long.
Yeah. My final thought, I was reading an article about the return of the Folsom Street Fair in San Francisco, which is like a leather-whipping, half-naked extravaganza outdoors in public. And one couple from a suburban town where I may have raised my children gave their names, first names and last, as they sat there paddling each other and talking about getting their freak on.
Wow.
Interesting maneuver. I think that may come up at the PTA meeting.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people to thank. So little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. We have lots of great hot links for you. Click on those. You can get you some ANG swag. The podcast. Did you miss a chunk of the show? Get Armstrong and Getty on demand. That's at the website, too. Armstrongandgetty.com.
So we will see you tomorrow with all the latest. The protests continue in Iran, the protests continue in Russia, all that sort of stuff, and everything else. Next Armstrong and Getty Show. God bless America.
Armstrong and Getty.
They all of a sudden go berserk.
That is the climax of foolishness.
The tide clearly has turned.
Are you sure of that, dude?
Well,
yep.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's go out with a bang.
I believe, and I don't mean to bring everybody down. I really don't.
Well, maybe you didn't mean to bring everybody down, but then you said boy. Things like that. So what do you think that did to this party?
It probably brought them down.
On that high note, thank you all very much.
Armstrong and Getty.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.